And welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Walls. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Palmquist and Kyle Moore and Nick Perry. How are we doing, fellas?
Wonderful, Kyle.
Doing good, Perry.
Good as always.
Brent?
Hi. There's Coda.
Coda's here as well.
It is the last day of Drunktober. So we have a few drinks today.
Oh, yeah, boo.
I mean, we can definitely keep it going.
Drunk member.
So, to start...
I got babes for all of them.
Drunk member.
So they're
not even clever. It's just drunk from the beginning of it.
Yeah. We're going to start off with these shotties.
Drunk January?
Shotties.
No, so you guys have a choice.
Not that one.
Drunk February. Arch. I got all of them.
Alright, so we have the choice between four different flavors. They're all holiday themed. Hot cinnamon, apple cider, pumpkin pie, or candy cane.
The apple cider is kind of calling my name. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Four more days. Well, counting today, a few more days and Cool 108.
I'm so excited.
Christmas music.
Let's go.
I'm so excited, dude.
That time you're ready, huh?
I'm more excited for Chris Hockey's speech.
Oh, my gosh. My parents are just like, when I tell them that, I'm like, only four more days or whatever, they're like,
pumpkin pie.
It's too early.
Wow.
It's too early for Christmas music.
You want to try it?
I'll do the apple.
Now you got to do something different.
There's three of them upstairs, right?
I don't know.
This is a lot
three
of
girls?
Jello.
Oh, three girls upstairs? Yeah.
It is a lot of Jello. These are Jello shots, by the way.
These are Jello shots? Shotties.
I like
melody.
Made with premium vodka.
The pinch point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a lot of Jello.
That's some next level thinking.
Is it though?
It might be the deceiving thing when you're at the bar and they, like, your cup looks like that,
right,
where it's just filled with ice.
Yeah.
And then they just
it's
you.
It's a skinny cup versus the little round ones that we usually have.
Yeah.
I think it's the same amount.
It might be. I don't care enough to plan to go through that experiment, but I'm going to agree with you.
I do. So I will, I'll be doing this experiment.
You'll let us
this
know.
Weekend. Yeah.
You'll let us know next week.
Yeah. I think I will go get some Jello, some vodka, and we'll see how the weekend goes.
I don't remember.
So Matt, how'd that shotties experiment go? That what?
First three, great. Last 12, I don't know.
What'd you do? The peppermint one?
This is
candy cane?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
And it is Fireball.
Oh no. Like, hold on, I haven't.
Oh yeah, that is.
Help.
Yum. You got it?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Fireball.
Oh, there we go.
Pretty much.
That's a jelly.
Or is it Jack Fire?
Interesting.
This
one doesn't smell like anything. Here.
Smells.
Pumpkin I like
pie.
That.
Pumpkin pie.
You could be like
smells.
Bill Belichick's son.
Just kind of smells like apple.
Yeah. The very hint, very small hint of apple.
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Yeah. Hey, skull.
Cheers.
No pack, no. Go
Cardinals. I thought that was Brent. I hope that got picked up.
It definitely did. I can see it. This is interesting. It's not bad.
He's good there.
How did you get it all?
You're just going to hear Kong
slurp.
Huh?
I slurped.
I'm not a Jell-O guy, so Jell-O, the consistency of it just freaks me out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jell-O, the consistency?
I never liked it as a kid. And, you know, adding alcohol to it doesn't help.
No.
My mom's going to love this one.
This one is good.
I enjoyed this
good.
One.
I like this
the,
one.
The
okay, I'm
one.
Very surprised that we all like this, because these were pretty cheap, so I thought it might be one of those
I'm
like.
In.
I thought it was gonna be like one of those like buzz balls, you know.
Oh, I've never had one of those.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yuck.
The only one that's good is margarita, but like the other ones on there are bad.
Overall, I probably get like a 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10.
I think the 6 out of 10 is an appropriate score for these.
What?
I just have Fireball in my head.
Fireball.
The name not spoken. I feel like that's the name not spoken for, like, everybody who went to college.
That dog is so needy.
Yeah. That's, oh, I think he's the same way.
I think he's kind of naive to have a baby in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a couple more.
Oh. I'm good with one.
Yeah. For now, I mean, we
didn't want to try candy cane. Maybe later.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't have that.
You put that. Stack
I can.
It
yeah,
on
I can. I can stack.
Your
can
stack.
Stacks. Yeah. Stacks.
Thank you.
Stacks on sticks.
I'll make the first drink, Maddie.
Okay.
Oh no! Drink,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, yeah. No, no.
What is happening?
Hey, the last day calls for the last hurrah.
I did bring a small glass.
Congratulations on making it through October.
Bless you.
Just remember,
bless you, bless
that
you.
We still have Halloween left.
Yeah, what's the Halloween plans?
Miranda wants to go out on Saturday.
I got nothing.
I'm going to go up north. Hopefully. Rent's closed at the cabin.
I see.
It's that time of year, you know, it could be nice for another 3 weeks or we could get a blizzard this week.
Yeah, you know.
At this point, I'm leaning
you
the
know,
blizzard.
In 1991, there was a blizzard.
Wait,
Minnesota.
I keep hearing about
did
that.
Did it happen on Halloween or something?
I think it did.
Did it really? I don't know, man. I feel like I might have heard something about it. But.
Yeah, I keep hearing about that. I've never...
Brent,
I wasn't
have you
a,
heard?
I wasn't a part
no,
of it.
No, it's fake.
It's fake?
All right.
That's what I thought. Because there's no way there would have been that much snow where they had to wear their snow boots and...
Yeah.
balance it out.
We have a little gray duck. Vodka.
And he's got the little
the pour spout.
Pour spout.
Very professional. Oh, come on. It's the last day.
I hope the mic picks up that little look.
I know.
Look. Speaking of... No, that doesn't segue into it at
just
all.
Just try it.
The hot sauce video finally posted.
Yes, it did.
So,
it did, yeah. There were a lot of noises that day.
There was a lot going on. So take it. Make sure you go and watch that, please.
Yeah,
so it makes us feel better about putting us through pain.
Yeah, go enjoy our pain, but not having to go through the pain.
And we plan on doing another one. Kind of a similar thing, but...
Yeah, I'm going to need some time.
I'm going to need some recovery.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Or at least plan out your next day to where you're kind of slated to be next to a toilet the whole time.
Yeah. Or half the day, yeah.
Yeah, not on a boat.
Yeah, that wasn't probably the smartest thing in the world.
But you know what?
But it was a lot of fun,
it
I
was,
will say.
It was a good time. I had a text from our good friend Brady Brinkman. He was...
Shout out.
He was wanting to get in on the next one and said that it was hilarious. So, yeah, it was definitely fun, but you don't want to do that all the time. What are you doing over here? Can't you just pour it? Oh,
this is called vampire shots.
Shots? That's a full cup, right?
Vampire drink? Maybe a vampire drink?
I made it into a full drink. Yeah, it kind of works. Kind of looks like blood. You're out of control. Come on. Right there? Oh, now it's all mixed.
Go on.
This podcast is going great.
Yeah, right. So for the listeners at home that can't see because this is a podcast.
Is this a podcast?
Brent poured us some Grey Duck vodka expertly into a plastic cup full of ice, filled it with Sprite, and took a syringe to a Mio bottle and dropped it into the Sprite. Piece of grass.
What?
I don't know.
We did say vampire.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. He calls this vampire's blood. He put a syringe into the meal.
It's got to be something from, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And dropped a few drops here
probably
and there.
Probably shouldn't touch it.
Yeah, no. No, not smart.
That's right.
Cheers.
Cheers, skull.
Hey, skull. No technology going over that.
Yeah, we're skull. Good.
pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I could crush about 10 of these.
Yeah, I could.
That's scary.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
So is it the vampire? Because that's how you're talking after about 5 of these?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah. Oh my gosh, she's already getting.
I was doing it for the ladies.
Oh, the ladies.
Can I hand me the other cup, though, please and thanks?
Is there enough
what
left?
What are you doing now?
Well, once we get into this one a little bit and get talking, I will get after our other one. But
we're going out with a bang.
I mean, it's the last week in Drunktober, and then we hit Drunkvember, right?
Yeah, and then Drunksember.
Yep.
And before you know it, we'll be in Drunk Lie.
Yeah.
In Drunk Oon.
And Drunk Bro.
And Drunk Gust. Drunk Gust.
And then at that point, it's a really Drunktober again.
Yeah. It just goes by so fast.
I know. So is life.
It'll just be Drunko 2 this next year.
Drunko 2?
No, shit, it's 22, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drunk 22.
Because
I'm feeling
Vampire,
22.
Vampire
not
drunk.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What do we got?
We don't really have Vikings to talk about. Let's save that for the end for like.
I was right last week, Josh.
Score. Yeah.
No contest.
Score predictions we'll save for the end. Let's start with the Minnesota Wild.
I mean, the Minnesota Wild are electric.
Yeah, they play tonight too.
Yeah, we got.
They play
the Kraken.
The Kraken.
In the crack house tonight.
Is it exciting. There?
What? Yeah, mm-hmm. it's at
I guess Seattle. The 9 o'clock start makes that
yeah. sense. And ESPN Plus, because it's finally out of network.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't say it was on ESPN Plus.
Oh, nice. We can finally watch it.
They had that one little hiccup against Nashville where they lost 5-2. Otherwise, they've been lights out every game, yeah. essentially.
Yeah.
The biggest... Biggest question that they had going into the year, and the biggest question I had for them was their defense.
Yep.
Losing Ryan Suter and adding essentially 3 or 4 new defensemen to the core of Dumba, Jonas Brodin, and Jared Spurgeon. They've looked shaky but solid. Otherwise, offensively, we look really good, and goaltending with Cam Talbot has been pretty stellar. The one hiccup... Kakinen was in, so...
Yeah, he can't do anything about that, though. It's, you know, he from what I heard, I didn't watch the game, from what I heard, he played fine.
There was a few deflections, there was a lot of power play time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's another thing that we're dealing with, too, is the power play. We're on the penalty kill a lot.
Yeah.
Shooting ourselves in the foot, but... You can't really complain when we're 4-1
right.
to start off the year.
Right.
Things definitely to build off on and continue.
Oh, Kaprizov, no goals yet.
I was just gonna say that he needs to start lighting the lamp. We paid him a lot of money to, and that's his job. And when Zuccarello's our leading scorer and on the COVID list tonight, I don't think he's even playing. There's three of our guys are out because of it, so it'll be an interesting game tonight, but they have a good team this year. So far, I've liked in the first 5 games. We've looked really solid, and it's fun to watch for sure.
No, absolutely agree. I think Kaprizov's going to have a little bit of fire now, knowing that he hasn't scored, so he's going to want to shoot the puck more. As the season progresses, then he's going to shoot the puck more and more. Teams are going to look for him to shoot, so they're going to block the shot, which opens up the pass for him. Really kind of setting the stage for a lot of what he can do, a lot of what we saw last year.
Brent, how do you feel about the Wild as you take a sip of your Vampire's blood?
They look good. I think they look like, first time in a long time, we look like we have a good team all around. Mm-hmm. We don't have 2 good lines. Like, we have 4 decent lines that can all produce. So that part's exciting. I think this is... I would argue one of our best teams that we've ever put on the ice for Minnesota. And, yeah, Kirill hasn't scored yet, but he's been putting up some points. Like, he does look good. So, I don't know, like, yeah, it sucks that he hasn't scored, but at the same time...
He's been so good.
He draws a lot more attention now, and people know what they're expecting from him. So, like,
right.
Yeah, I think he will turn it on, and he'll figure it out, but...
Figure it out.
Let's give him 10 games before we...
big question I have that we can kind of discuss if we want. Biggest surprise in the first 5 games out of a player and biggest disappointment out of a single player?
Surprise?
That you're like, wow, I can't believe that they're playing that well. And then
Hartman looks really good.
He had that overtime winner.
Hartman looks really good. Mm-hmm. That was a surprise to me. Eck looks very good with Kirill.
Yeah.
He's really stepped up as that number one center.
The nice part about Eck is 5.5 over 8 years.
Yeah.
For the next 8. Right. That's a huge contract for the Wild to have.
We got him for a steal.
Yeah.
Biggest disappointment for me so far is Greenway.
Agreed.
Has really not done much, especially on that line that he's with Hartman and Foligno. Like, they should really be producing a lot more. Foligno is solid.
Foligno is great.
Agreed. My biggest surprise is, it's not really a surprise, but we just talked about him, Eriksson Ek. He's the number one center. His face-off percentage is really good, and he's on that number one line with Zuccarello and Kaprizov and living up to it. We definitely have that new look Wild where it's not Parise Suter, Koivu, all these old guys. We have a new, fresh, young look, and it's really fun to watch.
Right. Yeah. No, we definitely have that that fresh, young look, but we still have that veteran presence in the locker room, too, that everybody likes to talk about with Foligno and guys that we've been mentioning. My biggest surprise is the productivity of Zuccarello right now. Being able to take it, and I know he's got Kaprizov on his line, which with Kaprizov not scoring, he's getting all those assists. I think he's got 6 points at this point.
I think at least
5, 6 assists. 5, 6 points. But with Zuccarello leading the team in scoring right now, all those assists are coming from Kaprizov. But that's just my surprise at this point, is him leading our team in scoring as that veteran presence.
That's a cool sweatshirt. If they show him again.
No, Kaprizov's been having a good year so far. I mean, with the assists and everything, it's just a lot of guys in the league who make $9 million a year are putting up goals. They might get 50 assists, but they're putting up, 30, 40 goals, pushing 50 goal seasons. You know, they're not just feeding other guys, which is important, but
right.
That's been the Wild's deal the last how many years? All they got is playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the other fun part about this team. Is they're actually scoring those skill goals. Where a long time, I feel like the Wild were always those grinders. You know, they buried rebounds. They
very
got
true.
Deflections. Where now, I mean, Hartman the other night, like, sniping top corner in overtime. Like, been a long time since the Wild were doing stuff like that.
Right.
Which just makes them fun to watch, win or lose.
Yeah. A lot of our games were won by that Eriksson Ek hat trick, where all of the goals were 5 feet away from the net.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are looking like his third goal, where it was the tic-tac-toe, 3-on-1 goal, looks like a normal play. Like, you want to see that on TV kind of look to it. We have a lot of shoot-first mentality, which is good. Not a lot of guys who are, like, hesitant, like, oh, should I pass it, should I shoot it? Oh, the play's already done. And that was a great opportunity, just nothing came of it. And I'm not really getting that feeling anymore. It's like we're making the most out of our opportunities throughout the year so far, so
Blues have 5 goals a game right now. They're 5-0 and they have 25 goals for.
Wow. Yeah, Tarasenko's balling out.
Jesus.
Tarasenko sat out all last year with an injury.
So he's
back and he's ready to go.
Yeah. Another
he just had a highlight there. It's like a potential goal of the year already, like walked through their entire team and then went down and buried it.
He's so good.
Imagine being a Kraken fan right now. Like, watching that play, knowing your team could have had him. But you passed on him and took, a budget
Jordan
guy.
Eberle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cam Talbot looks phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
He looks very good. The one for me that stands out is someone that really sucks
Goligoski. He looks like Dumba 3 years ago. Horrid.
Yeah.
Dumba still looks horrid.
I think he looks fine.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, hey.
I don't know. He
Dumba, though. He's got sucks. He's got that heavy shot.
Yeah.
He's
That goes wide.
It's heavy.
Every time.
But it's heavy.
But it's heavy.
It's not light. It's heavy.
All the coaches are looking for that heavy shot.
I'm sorry. Who's the guy in Mighty Ducks with the knuckle puck? He missed a lot against my
Holborn 44.
He buried it when the team needed it most.
Great point.
That's like Dumba, except you only get that half the time.
And you put it through the net at that point?
Well, the nets have come a long way, so.
Yeah, good point. They're not silly string.
But he might.
You like Goligoski?
He's been shaky, but I kind of give him a benefit of the doubt joining a new team, and he's on that. I think he's with Spurgeon.
Yeah.
Is he not? That's which basically Spurgeon our number one lineup.
Spurgeon has. He took the Suter role.
He's 5'7", and he's kind of just there.
They always pair their most risky D with the Spurgeon with the Suter. That's why Spurgeon and Dumba were together for so long.
He's the most reliable. You know, it's like the no news is good news sort of defenseman.
Right.
And then you got the Brody and Dumba, and then Brody Merrill, and I forget our sixth D-man. I'm drawing a blank.
Mustache Merrill.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I think Goligoski's been fine. He's putting up points. He's getting a few assists. I think he has already like two or three goals. So, I mean,
wow.
We're getting a lot out of him already, and I'm not expecting a lot out of that defense like I started with. We're very shaky. We're still trying to figure out all of our ideas and identities with that team. So,
the reason I say he sucks is because like I saw him give up three goals already, like that were directly his fault. So I was like, yeah, he stinks.
Yeah.
That guy's the worst, which is very close to. Has Ben played at all?
Jordy? No, I don't think he has.
I haven't seen him out there.
He must be injured because he's a solid defenseman. That was a good pickup that we had. I wonder why he's not playing.
Jonas Brody. Foligno with the Superman punch.
Oh, electric.
Oh my gosh.
That was so cool.
Loved it. That was awesome.
So cool. Just out of nowhere.
But. Wild look good. I'm excited for this year. Get my hopes up now and then tear me apart in a couple.
You know what else? What other Minnesota sports team looks really good?
The Minnesota Timberwolves?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
I mean, hey, 3-1 right now.
They beat the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
Wire to wire, too. Oh,
yeah.
It's about time. I mean, you've been bad for how long? Like, you got
20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, last year we started out 3-0, and we were tied for, like, the second worst record in the league.
Yeah. What a great
point. But
great between point. Towns, Russell, and
Anthony Edwards.
And. Yeah.
I love his post-game interviews.
He's awesome.
He talks to you like you're one of the guys.
Yeah.
When they asked about Giannis. He's throwing Effenheimers, he's throwing swear words, this and that, and he's just talking to you like he's one of the guys, and it's not a very formal interview at all.
Yeah, I like it.
Very down-to-earth guy, super cool, super funny to listen to.
That's his name.
Huh?
What is it?
Antetokounmpo?
Yeah, I know, I was laughing at your Mio shot over there.
Just a shot of Mio and vodka.
Why not?
You know, I had a few college friends that was the go-to. It was vodka, water, and Mio.
Huh?
And that was the cheapest route to go.
I mean, really. Yeah. But
car crash. How many drinks you get out of it, that's like a 50 cent drink right there.
Yeah, that was a great point.
What was it, $10 for a 175?
Yeah.
Gross.
Depends on the liquor store.
Yeah.
Joe's at Mankato, you could get it for like $8.
Yeah. $7.99.
Practically giving it to you for free.
$6 more and you get a 175 at Kirkland.
Oh,
vodka,
yeah.
Which Kirkland. Is darn near Grey Goose or whatever it is.
Yeah, there we go.
agree.
Yeah.
I probably already know the answer to this, but have you guys watched a minute of the Timberwolves this year yet?
No.
No.
Nope.
I watched a replay.
I
while I was sitting on my TV, they were Bally Sports.
Bally Sports replay. Yeah.
I've barely even seen highlights, but I've seen that we're 3-1 and we beat the Bucks. And we're the champions last year.
Wire to wire, first time it's ever happened in Milwaukee, where they've lost a game at home without having a lead.
So that means we're like probably top to go to the finals, right?
Well, I mean, we just
that's how that works, right?
They got blown out by the Warriors.
They had a 26-point lead
against Oklahoma,
who has not had a win yet this season.
Oh my gosh!
I saw Russ hit the quadruple double.
Yeah.
With the 10 turnovers.
Yeah. That was the meme. Barstool, really? All caps. Russell Westbrook with a quadruple double, and then the picture is like 18 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, 10 turnovers.
That's awesome.
That is such a weird team. I don't see why they thought that was going to work. I don't think it's going to. They'll make the playoffs, but it's just too old. There's too many big names.
It hasn't worked anywhere.
No.
The Warriors, it worked for two seasons.
One, 2 seasons.
Well, yeah. Jenny left.
But, like, that's the point. It's like, you bring all of these people in and, like, their egos get in the way. The Nets didn't do anything last year.
Because KD and Kyrie both hurt. They can't do anything.
I still think it's cool that the Bucks ended up winning it all. Just like the fact of the two teams that were in the finals last year.
The Bucks and the Suns.
The Phoenix Suns, which was built from the draft, barring Chris Paul.
Yeah.
And then the Bucks, who Giannis was like
carried
150 pounds 6 years ago, and now he's 7 foot two, 260 pounds.
That's huge. Have we drug tested him?
Every hour.
Yeah.
Pretty much after every game, once he had one of those like posterizing dunks, and he walked to the locker room, the peacup sitting there.
Yeah. By the way, that game that we beat him, he scored 40.
Jesus.
He had 40 points and 17 rebounds. I mean, we still beat him, so.
How frustrated would you be? Like,
extremely.
Going back to your locker room being like,
you know,
God damn it.
I feel like he's okay.
You just look around the room. Like, really, guys? Come on. Yeah.
I feel like he's okay with it a little bit because he does that every game. Where he's scoring 28 to 40 points a game and then 10 to 18 rebounds a game. And he's like, you know, I'm doing my part. What are you guys up to?
You can only be okay with it for so long.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a goalie and you're stopping everything every night and you're still losing 2-0 games or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Would be like in hockey. You have a 100-goal season, but yet you have a losing record.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things. Like, what do you do here?
I have one job. Speaking of that joke about the drug tests, going to NFL now if we want to go that way.
Real quick, Timberwolves. I love that A-Rod owns the team.
He's a part owner.
Okay. He
Aaron Rodgers?
No. No, he owns the Bears.
Oh, yes, he does.
That was a good pull.
A-Rod, it has drawn so much light to the Timberwolves, which is awesome. Because, Anthony Edwards, I call him Anthony because it's good. He is getting publicity from all the top national because of Alex Rodriguez.
And he's good.
He is good, but
he was good last year, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He should have been Rookie of the Year last year.
He had to play for the Timberwolves.
So. Exactly.
Yeah. So I do like how they're drawing light onto a Minnesota team, and it's fun to see him, at Lake Minnetonka wearing all Timberwolves stuff. Like, that's pretty sweet.
Right.
But, sorry, football.
Yeah.
One more comment on that.
Yeah, no, you're
fine. That was after he broke up with J-Lo, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, imagine being that well off in life that, you break up with your longtime girlfriend, wife, and you just go buy a sports team.
Irregardless if it's your girlfriend, wife, J-Lo.
Yeah.
And you go buy a basketball team.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, he's got a rough life. Yeah. NFL now.
Well, let's go back to basketball.
Okay, I knew that was coming. The random drug test joke. How about Myles Garrett getting 2 weeks in a row quote unquote randomly drug tested when he's not wearing sleeves.
No.
When you're that big and that built.
Ice.
And they require you to get a drug test. So it's like, that's unbelievable.
Well, what's the, it's like receivers too. Like they'll go off for like, you know, 10 catches, 200 yards and a touchdown. And then the next day they're drug tested. Like maybe they just had a good game.
Come on, new cup.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to cross up the blood with the.
Oh, I am.
I don't know what we're having.
Yeah, they shouldn't even call them random drug tests. Like, just be blunt about it. If you're gonna do it,
dude, he's
like, dude, he's, you look like you can bench press a bus. Like,
yo,
unbelievably, like the amount of in shape that guy is in is unbelievable.
Well, Mason Rudolph knows.
What is that? Is that Jameis? Yes. Holy Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
That's a big boy.
I ran out of Jameson the other day.
You didn't want to run out?
Nope.
For reference for listeners, the Jameson bottle is about the same size as Myles Garrett's arms. And we're going to, after this podcast, we are randomly drug testing this bottle of Jameson. Yeah. I have to go to the bathroom. Well,
good luck.
Hey, good luck, man. Oh,
yeah.
He is a freak athlete, though. Because he's fast, too, which is, like, the crazy part.
Well, yeah, dude, like, all those guys are. Well, last year, Buda Baker. 15-yard head start on DK Metcalf, and he runs him down.
What a freak. Like, that happened a year ago, like, last week or something like that. And this past week, that memory came up on, like, everyone. When he chased them down, just.
Like, imagine looking over your shoulder and seeing that man chase you down.
Just that's scary. Like, but, like, when he catches the ball and he turns upfield, imagine being in the safety and just having flat feet. Just being like, oh, shit. All
right, come here. Yeah. I got you.
Like,
you want a hug?
Yeah. Or a linebacker hitting Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Oh, Derrick Henry, dude.
That just hurts.
Yeah.
They're secretly like saying bye to their shoulder as they do it.
Yeah.
All right, nice knowing you.
Oh, this is a season ender.
What we're having here, just a classic Jameson ginger ale.
Oh, I
get it. Nothing too fancy, nothing too major. Nice go-to drink.
Aaron Jones is going to have a day.
I was going to say, any of you guys got Aaron Jones in
your
lineups?
I do not, unfortunately.
Well, they ran two plays.
I do have Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he's got both of them.
They ran the ball once, passed it once.
I do have Aaron Rodgers.
He needs a haircut.
Yeah.
It's his disgusting Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's your creepy neighbor.
There you go.
It's you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After his third drink, you guys are my best another friends.
Another one for the girl.
Hey.
Hey, cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Skull.
Skull.
Skull. No pack, no.
Roll no pack, no. Skyma.
Go first.
Oh, that's good.
That's smooth.
Yeah. Here, you can pour it in this one.
For Brittany?
For me. She can have this one.
Okay.
Just keep chugging.
Yeah.
I have more ice if you need it.
I know we just went through Drunktober and everything, and I don't think we ever talked about, like, go-to drink.
This time of year?
Just, like...
Anytime?
Anytime. I guess there's...
Non-beer.
Yeah, there's, like, situations of, like... Like, when I'm going, like, out to the bars with a group of people, I usually just go the easy route, Cap and Coke.
You know?
Jack Diet.
Whiskey 7.
Jack Diet. 7-7?
Whatever whiskey. I'm not really picky.
Depends on the state. In Wisconsin, they usually have Seagram's on the rail. In Minnesota, it's a mid-tier drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
What is the rail whiskey?
A lot of times it's Windsor.
Windsor.
Yeah. Windsor.
Yeah.
Which, when mixed, isn't terrible, but it's not good.
No. Perry, what's yours? You didn't. I don't think you said yours.
Depends on the day, man.
Yeah, just you kind of are all over the place.
It just
kind of
depends on the mood.
I remember, like, you go from, like, I don't know if it is true, but you're kind of like a vodka Red Bull to, like...
I used to. I don't anymore.
Yeah.
I really don't anymore. Yeah, I mean, Jack dies. Captain
Jack died. Yeah, that sounds about
the
right.
The old Seagram 7. I mean, you know, this time of year, a little peppermint.
Well, yeah.
On a cold night.
Hot chocolate and peppermint.
Shout out to Mike Kelsey here.
Shout out.
Shout out.
But a little Crown 7. Crown and Cherry 7.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's good.
First time he took me ice fishing. Stop at gas station, grab a couple bottles of that. And
that's a face mask.
Yeah,
we are currently watching the Arizona Cardinals Green Bay Packer game. No pack, no.
I also realized I have both of these quarterbacks. Technically, in two different leagues.
Yeah.
I don't see a face mask.
Same.
His head is whiplash.
You mean he didn't almost rip his neck off?
How about...
Apparently, he thought Kyler Murray was an owl.
That was shoulder pads.
How about go to morning beverage? You're
coffee
at the, you're at
and
the,
Bailey's or Kavanaugh or whatever.
You're
Irish
at the
cream.
Cabin. With your buddies.
Captain OJ.
Oh, Captain OJ.
Captain
I
OJ.
I haven't tried them.
Dude,
you
don't either.
Need,
it's
dude.
A creamsicle,
yeah.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
It's screw-ups.
Screw-up. That's
yep.
A good one, too.
Yeah, vodka, OJ.
A little bit
7-Up. 7-Up.
Yeah.
My drink of choice, other than the Moscow Mule, which Perry wasn't for, unfortunately.
Right.
I would have chose... at Johnny B's, where I worked in college, there was a regular there. His name was Kyle as well.
Hi,
and
Kyle.
They
hey,
Kyle. Your friend? It was your friend, Kyle?
He owned College Town,
uh-huh.
So he was the one that... He's well. Very well off.
Hey, Kyle!
But they called his drink the Kyle. It was blueberry Stoli, soda with a splash of cranberry.
Where was this?
Yeah.
Johnny B's in Mankato.
Did you ever, try to use that on? Did you ever try to use that on someone? Like, what do you drink here? Well, oh, they have a drink named after me.
Yeah,
that's Johnny B's. Can I get a Kyle? And they knew. And there was something else added to it to make it even. I don't remember exactly
but
what it was. But
did you ever use like?
Because your name's Kyle. Like, did you ever like?
Did you pick up Miranda by saying,
"Oh, hey, my name's Kyle."
Oh no,
my drink,
Kyle.
Hey,
can I get Kyle?
No, but she did order a Kyle a few times at Johnny B's when I was working.
Yeah,
she'd come in for drinks and go on. Yeah, run, well, Kyler.
Well, did she know she'd still be with the Kyle?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a...
Lucky her.
Yeah. Yeah, Captain OJ. I could
we
drink
gotta
all
try
day.
That.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah. If we're up on a boys' weekend, Captain
yeah,
OJ... If I'm just at the cabin, or just waking up on any weekend, coffee
any day,
coffee weekend. I still work.
The drive to work is a little shaky, but it's still my go-to.
It's a little shaky until I drink.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
How about? I think I already know everyone's answers for Bloody Marys. Yes or no?
Yeah, big fan.
Absolutely.
Nope.
I'm a no too.
So
like,
I used to be a no.
No. I am a no.
Until Brittany liked them. And so I kind of forced... Football! I kind of forced myself.
Look at this. There's just a line. All the other ones are like here.
I started to like force myself to like them. And then I started making them myself.
I can't do it.
And now I like them.
I can't do it.
No. Love them.
It's just not my deal.
No.
I still have
that... Do you
that...
like tomato soup?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I'm not a big fan of it.
I still have that story of it was one of the boys' weekends at Angle's cabin, and Jeff, his dad, was like going down the line of all the boys in the morning. Oh, you want a Bloody Mary? You want a, like, he makes the...
It was a good
Bloody Mary. He makes the best Bloody Mary, and he's going down the line. Perry, you want one? Matt, you want one? Brent, you want one? Yes, yes, yes. Goes all the way down the line. I'm at the end, and I am not a fan. But I didn't want to be the one guy who says no. So I was like, yeah, I don't
know. Perry kind of screwed you, because Perry was
yeah,
there,
right?
And he said yes.
I said no. You know what? It might have been one of those
things.
I do that occasionally. Like, if I don't like something, it's like one of those deals. Like, I'll give it a whirl. Like, maybe I'll like it
that's,
this time or something.
That's
like,
essentially what it was. And I had like 4 sips tops.
Yeah, and the peer pressure was there. I mean, it was definitely there.
And then, like, it made me feel even more bad that there was like 4 or 5 of them still on there, like, not even really drank like mine. He's like, oh, I'll save them for later. It's like,
don't do that.
Yeah, no. You can just dump that or give it to somebody else.
Drink it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a bloody, but can you hold the bloody mix?
Yeah. I'll just take the vodka with the pepper.
Tabasco.
Can I just get some spicy?
And then just put some OJ in it, and then I'd love a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Bloody Mary. Is it a bloody screwdriver then?
Yeah.
Spicy vodka with orange juice?
Why not?
Like a bloody screwdriver.
Yep.
Why not? Might as well try it out.
Let's do it. Yeah. You're like top. I'm trying to think. Because like Jack Diet is like my go-to, like, if we're at a restaurant or something, but at the bar.
Like, you're out with, like, going out. Like, we're going to drink and just chat and play darts.
I think Captain Coke.
Captain Coke is always great. What about, which I don't really do it as much anymore, what about your go-to shot? Where you're like, we're all getting around a shot.
Scooby Snacks is up there. Mm-hmm. Lemon Drop.
Water Moccasins,
yep.
I think.
Water Moccasin.
That's
Cherry Bomb. Cherry Bomb is usually a go-to.
Yeah, Rumpies.
Oh my gosh, Rumplements. That's scary.
So I got a story for you guys. So Water Moccasins. It was my senior year of college. And it was right before bar close. We're like, hey, can we just get like one shot before we go home? Because we were going to go over to a friend's house and come back and have a party. And the bartender's like, no, I can't serve you. He goes, dude, come on. Like, just one. He goes, well, I'm about to throw it out. Like, why don't you just pour one, like, a glass or something, and, like, go. He goes, all right, fine. So he grabbed, like, the tallest cup they had and just poured it full of water moccasin right before we left.
Yeah.
And sold it to us for, like, $3. So we go walk to the door, and I put mine down on my side, like, walk up. My roommate had it, like, up close to him. And the bouncer was like, you can't walk out with that. Like, there's no booze out. And he goes, but it's full. Like, what do you want me to do with it? He goes, well, you got to drink it. So he literally, like, full iced it. Like, went down on one knee, just drank this whole cup of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we took him home right after.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to bring himself home.
Yeah,
you guys brought him home. Yeah, that just feels like gut rot and just, like, forgotten. Like, everything just stops after that.
Yeah.
That's just too much.
Yeah, that's not whenever your water moccasin is just bruising back.
They are good shots,
they're
though.
They're so good. And they're easy to make, too.
Once you
know what's in them. Right? Because it's just whiskey, pineapple juice, and peach schnapps.
Yeah. Super easy. There was, You Betcha just posted a zombie shot.
Oh, really?
It's peach schnapps. The Bailey's, where you have a teaspoon and you pour it over the top so it looks like it's
sits up the top.
And then you put whatever red
grenadine.
Oh, yeah. And
it's
then,
a buttery nipple with grenadine.
Yeah. So it's just a zombie shot.
Buttery nipples are awesome too.
Yeah.
Big fan of those.
And the drink?
Yeah,
the shots are right. Huh. I'm trying to think of other shot. If you had to just like, oh, what a defensive play!
That was great.
That was Aaron Jones, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was a really good play.
They got him playing wide receiver tonight. That's how bad they are. Look at he's
gonna have a day.
That was really good defense.
Yeah, right.
Coben. Now he punched out the end right here. Boop.
You're still not supposed to play the ball if you don't look back.
That's such a tough catch.
But I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining.
No, yeah, who you cheering for? Yeah.
If, like, no mix shot, just, like, a shot of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
What do you go for? Like, vodka, whiskey?
In college, when I worked at Johnny B's, our go-to was always Yegg.
I do.
Yes.
I do like,
Yegg.
I hate Yegg.
I don't do it anymore. But... like, during shifts, when it was super busy, Saturday game days, it'd be like, we had, like, a little lull in the busyness.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, take a shot.
Yeah.
Like, there was a few Saturdays where I was buzzed making sandwiches and doing appetizers and stuff. Now, I don't really... Ruppelmints, if that counts.
Yeah.
No. Rum chata. You ever had those?
No.
I haven't had a straight shot of rum chata, no.
No.
I've had a couple.
Always Captain's always go to.
Tequila.
If you're gonna take a shot.
With salt, yeah.
Okay. If you're gonna take a shot, you want it to count.
That's like part of the straight up. If you just take tequila with no lime or salt, you're a psychopath.
You're Mike Gecky.
Yeah. Got his Windsor. Just a plastic bottle of Windsor under the sink.
Gross.
Just pour it into a glass every night.
Room
and like,
temperature.
Mike, you are crazy, dude.
It's like, you have a fridge. And ice.
A couple of them.
Well, he didn't want the kids to get at it,
Because at that point, Gecky and Jake were really going at the liquor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Back to the Yegg.
Fucking Yegg bombs.
That was,
Yegg bombs are okay.
Yeah, I'd much rather take just a normal shot of Yegg.
No way.
Yeah.
Yegg bomb or die.
It's faster. The Red Bull is like the gut
gives
rot.
But it gives you wings.
Yeah.
And gut rot.
The first, so our first, mine and Lena's first date, she brought over a bottle of Yegg.
Go on.
I'm a psycho.
Because she knew I liked it, and when I gave a tour, like a virtual tour.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't see the bottle of Yegg that I had, because I keep it in the freezer.
You have to.
Exactly.
You have to. That's the only time
I would take a straight shot.
Is if it's
Have you ever had it out of the machine?
No.
No.
Do
you want one, though?
The bottles are
upside
down.
I know someone that's trying to get rid of one.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The upside down?
Yeah.
Who?
Jimbo.
No, he's not.
He has one.
Yeah, he has one.
Of course he does.
Jimbo, hit me
up,
dude.
Yeah, right. Jimbo listens to this, by the way.
Jimbo, if you haven't sold it.
One of the four people.
Yeah.
For real? He's trying to get rid of it?
I think so.
Wow. They are awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely.
They're so sick.
I just don't have anywhere to put it.
Perry?
It's
not like that. Yeah, Perry.
Perry?
I'm going to start buying Perry bar stuff. Just send it here.
I gave you the key.
We are 5 minutes away.
We'll give you the code.
Done.
You see him start installing.
Yeah.
Come on, one day we got a key downstairs. Hey, Brent, we're going to bed.
Okay.
It's got the
and I'll lock it on my way out. I'll set the alarm.
We're out of milk, by the way.
But yeah, so she brought over a bottle of Yegg, and that was actually the first drink that we had together was a shot of Jägermeister.
Nice.
Before the Vikings Carolina Panthers game.
I respect
last year.
It.
That's right? Yeah. Something to break the ice.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
When I took Brittany on the second date.
What day
second.
Was it?
It was a Tuesday.
Okay.
November 29th.
Got it.
She had to take shots. She had to take shots before we went out because she was scared. And I was like, You are
intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, you are scary.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I am. I am.
No, good point.
But can I have one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to.
Oh, boy, I am slacking.
I'm empty.
We're all sitting here eating our ice.
I'm slacking, I guess.
You guys got more ginger ale?
I have Sprite.
That was Sprite.
Hey, that works too.
I'll do Jameis and Sprite. I love Jameis.
It is very good.
Winston. Nice.
Have you ever had Proper 12? That's good.
Proper 12.
Hey. The tiger.
Gotta beat a mafia. You listen to Power Trip, Perry?
No.
You should.
I used to a lot, actually. Like, that was my go-to on the way to work. But now that I work from home,
That's exactly right.
It makes it a little bit harder.
The only time, like, the main time I listen to it now is from 8:40 to 9.
Ginger ale or Sprite?
Because that's my drive to work.
Ginger ale or Sprite?
I don't care.
I'll take Sprite.
I'll take Sprite. You do your own.
There's enough.
Oh, no, okay, I'll have
to. Just Chris Hockey has the joke that he talks like Conor McGregor. And
oh, yeah.
What's someone's on you?
You gotta beat him off.
You gotta beat him off, yeah. You gotta beat him off.
You're pretty good at it.
It was very good.
I used to always listen to the Initials game.
Every week.
Yeah. I used to sit in my car, like, I get to
work. Oh, what a move.
Yep.
Wow, just drag him in there.
Right? D-hop, too. Nice.
Yeah, I put him on the bench this week.
Oh,
that's good to see the flag.
Wow.
Holding.
I want to see what their flag is.
Number 69.
Hold on. I want to go back to something here. How do you bench D-Hop?
Who's your other wide receivers?
Like, who did you bench?
A lot.
Like, who?
Let me look.
Who do you have?
Najee Harris.
Oh, he ain't happy.
And you can't challenge these, can you?
Yeah. He's calling hands to the face. Is that what he's calling here?
Are you calling
I actually like it. I like it.
He's
got it.
He's made.
Yeah, that's a
it's about time that they. I mean, it's kind of BS that they never called it.
You can stiff arm to the chest and like this, but when you grab his helmet and hold him,
you can't grab. That's
his fingers were.
That's the thing.
There's
locked.
A hold. Not even.
I hate when.
Good throw.
Yeah, that was a good throw. I hate when offensive line get called for, or like defensive linemen get called for. Wow, that was.
That was such a good move.
They get called for that all the time. So it's about time a wide receiver gets
right.
it.
I mean, dude,
and that's right here. That's where it was.
Yeah,
if he would have kept it open palm on his face.
Dude, look how big his hands are.
He would have gotten that touchdown, though.
Look how big his hands are.
Hey, would have. If he would have kept it open like that.
I think
it was only the last 8 yards that he grabbed onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sucks
that he still
that's
get that,
way far back.
Does he still get that catch?
He gets the yards up until that point.
Okay.
I felt like it was way closer to
so
the end.
Was.
Well, they marked it
it's
15
yards.
15
from
something.
About 10 yards.
Yeah. I thought it looks more like 10.
Alright, so my wide receivers are DJ Moore, who plays at Atlanta.
He's so
still
good.
Part of the one.
Jamar Chase.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
who's your flex?
Yeah, who's your flex?
So I've got Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, and Joe Mixon.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
got
a good
one.
Okay, I see
Hopkins
is
on my bench.
Okay,
what league is this?
My family league. So
apparently,
I drafted my team. I drafted Lena's team, and I drafted her sister's team. I came out on top.
Lena, you don't want Jamar Chase.
No.
I think
I gave him
Robbie Anderson.
I
think that's a good guy to draft.
Every time I gave him two options.
Devontae
Adams, KJ Osborne. Which one?
And that's like Derrick Henry, the turd that he has on the back of his helmet. So gross.
That dude is a creative player.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dude, I don't get football. I don't get how you can take a helmet right off the thigh, right off the shoulder, like, and just stand up and be fine. It's like, I took a slap shot to the foot.
Sure, a lot of people think, they don't understand how you take a long pole to the arm and just act like nothing happens.
That is true.
Yeah, I mean,
what does that have to do with sports?
In lacrosse.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. What else we got?
I don't think we have much else.
Considering we're still recording.
Oh, we've
got
a
primetime Vikings game this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We haven't even talked about the Vikings.
Yeah.
And Brent hasn't done the drawing for our Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
So let's start with Vikings.
Yep.
We are at...
Hosting.
Hosting, that's right.
Dallas.
Hosting the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night primetime.
I got a bold prediction for this game.
Okay. Do you want to save it or do you want to start with it?
I'll go first.
Matt's going first.
Right, I'll save it.
All right. The Dallas Cowboys are going to beat the Minnesota Vikings 35-28.
You like really high scoring games when we do
this. So the over under for this game is 55.5.
I would take the under.
I would take the over.
It's going to be a shootout if Dak plays.
If Dak plays. Over. If Dak doesn't play, the Vikings win. And
I don't even know who the backup is.
Are we going to cheer?
Go.
You!
Who is that?
Oh, that's not even him. Damn it.
Chase Edmonds. Yeah. It looks exactly like him, though. Because he's short.
Kyle, Vikings.
I don't remember what team I picked to win. I think I said the Vikings in our bet.
We all picked the Vikings.
I think Vikings win.
What's the spread on this?
1.5 Dallas.
I wish we could sports gamble.
Yeah. Dallas -1.5.
I think the Vikings win 28-21.
28-21.
That's a good score. That's a good score. I'm going to go Vikings win. And I think... I know what Perry's hot take is. And I think he's right. We're -2.5.
I got two predictions on this.
I think Vikings roll here. And I think they score... 23-14.
Okay. Nicholas Perry, the one with the hot take.
So I got two takes here. Either Kirk's going to get fired up and want to prove everybody wrong, they're going to win 31-21.
This is prime time. You're talking about.
Like, I know. Kirk.
That's your pick. The second one, you can say whatever
you want. Yeah, that's fine. That's my pick.
Well, the second one, I'm saying the Vikings win.
I think Kirk's going to pull it off. I think he's going to be fired up. I think the D has something to prove, and they're going to want to do it. But if that does not happen, and Dallas beats the Vikes, not by a last-second field goal, not by a last-second Hail Mary, but they just straight-up beat them, I think Zimmer loses his job next week.
Why this week?
Because this is, like, nut-up-or-shut-up time for the Vikes. Like, this, I feel like this week is going to set their playoff run.
I think.
If they just lose and it doesn't come down to a last-minute field goal, last-minute Hail Mary, something like that, or a last-minute missed field goal, which has happened, like, and they just straight-up beat us, I think it's the end of Zimmer.
I think we're still the scariest three-win team in the league.
Right.
I would agree.
The two close losses were to the Bengals, who are number one in their division, and the only undefeated team left in the league, in the Cardinals.
Well,
the other loss was to the Browns, which both teams played awful that game, so you can't really count that one.
But that's just like, it's what I'm getting at. Like,
and
I think they would fire Zimmer and hand the team over to Kubiak, and see what an offense first team can do.
Well.
Instead of taking this defense-first approach.
The problem is Kubiak hasn't had a good play call so far.
Right. And he's only coached 4-6 games?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess he could have been the assistant offensive coordinator, whatever you want to call him.
But I wonder how much that's to fit Zimmer's scheme.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all of our OCs before. Like, we don't go for it on third down. We run the ball on third and long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much is that because of the OCs versus Zimmer's philosophy? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So, I think if they lose to Dallas straight up by, like, 10 or more points, nothing last minute, I think Zimmer's on the hot seat next week.
I think that's fair. Ten
or more points is fair.
Yeah. But I think he has survived this season. I think he's going to make it through this season no matter what.
It's going to come down to these next three games. If we lose this week and we lose next week, I could build a better case for him.
I think Zimmer then makes the season. If we lose the next two, I think Zimmer makes it.
The reason
they would fire him is because, like everybody says, we are the most dangerous 3-3 team in the league right now. So if we drop to 3-4 because we lost straight up to a Cowboys team, which is who we're going to have to play in the playoffs, is a team like that, mm-hmm. I think Spielman would pull the trigger on it. Because you got to think who's on a 1-year contract.
Spielman doesn't make that call.
The Wilfs do.
Or the Wilfs.
Yeah. I would
get rid of Spielman too.
Yeah, but the Wilfs. Like,
if I got rid of either, Zimmer, I'd get rid of both. Yeah, I think you got rid of them both.
But you also have to look at who's on a 1-year deal. Hunter. Peterson, all the veterans we assigned.
Peterson will come back, if anything.
Pierce.
But if Zimmer's gone, would he?
Fair.
I think a lot of these veterans...
On the, especially on D.
Yeah, I think they signed because of Zimmer. And their track record.
I mean, look at Barr. Barr came back from the Jets.
Right.
Yeah.
Griffin's on 1 year. I forgot who it was, but it was a list of like all of our veteran players are on 1 year deals.
I think that's fair. I would agree if we lose by more than 10, a lot of people are going to call for it.
Yeah.
Especially if the defense looked bad.
Yeah.
Which exactly, they have.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's a high scoring lose by 10 game.
Yeah, if we lose like, you know, 15-7 or something, right. That's just bad offense or something. But if we lose, you know, doing like one of those 21-31 games where, you know, we're putting up points but our defense can't stop anybody. Right. I like the Green Bay game last year. Like, we threw up, like, what, 40 points or something? But, like, it never mattered during that game because our defense couldn't stop Rodgers. It just didn't matter what the offense did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think if they lose Dallas.
It's a definite bold
call.
Could
be the end of the Zimmer call, Zimmer's era. All
right.
Book it, Daniel.
To end the podcast.
We have... It is that time of season, that time of year, that time of joy that we have.
I love Christmas.
Minor league MLB teams, all in a hat, all the good names. I went through and I took out all the bad logos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, the Angels have, like, the Angels. It's like, yeah. No, that's stupid.
Nah.
So, we have all the minor league teams with good names in a hat. We're each going to pick one, and then we're each going to buy each other a apparel from the website. Like last year, we bought three, so each person got one.
Yeah.
So, like, we got hats, a t-shirt, and then a glass, too.
Yeah, a glass.
Yeah. A couple of hats, a t-shirt, and a glass.
So, we're all going to pick one. Everybody, Perry, since you're new this year, you're going to start.
I think that's all of our favorite glasses that we use.
Don't show, don't tell, just pick.
And I asked it earlier, if we don't like it, can we do
Yes, you can do a suicide. You can look up the logo,
too. I
was going
to say, can I look it up?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a good one.
All
right. I have to look that up.
All right. Yeah, we're looking up currently.
I like the name of mine, but I want to make sure that it's... Oh boy.
Yeah, good one.
Oh, that's a funny one.
Good one?
Oh, that's good.
Oh yeah. No, yeah, I'm keeping mine.
I think mine's good too.
Yep.
I gotta look at the apparel first.
Yeah,
that's what I went. That's
yeah, you gotta go to that.
That's what I went to.
The store.
I mean, I don't mind this.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
I'm a little disappointed just based off the name. Like, I feel like there's a lot of other stuff that could have went on.
Oh, I'm buying this hat today. This one is sick.
Oh, boy, that's a good shirt. That's expensive, though.
Wow, this team is expensive.
Yeah, let me say, like, what... What's the deal on hats here or something? Like,
so like
that's a good shirt,
whatever you
though.
Feel comfortable.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
That's a good shirt, though.
Oh, these hats are... Okay, yeah, I'm doing this team.
Can I, like, pick another team to see what it would be?
Since we have so many, yes, we'll do... It's like Chell.
Yeah.
Three and a random?
We pick three.
And then a random.
And then a Suey if you don't like it.
Yes. You pick three.
Because
that's
a...
We absolutely can. I'm okay with it.
See, that shirt that I wanted is sold out, so I can't get that one.
Pick two more.
Two more?
Oh, I only grabbed one.
Oh, two more?
I thought we were going to do like one at a time and then go back through.
Three. We'll go three. Pick your three right now. The hat that I just saw is great.
Yeah.
I just looked at what I was grabbing.
Do we want to keep going with the podcast, or?
No, we can put a wrap to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put a wrap to it. Thank you, boys, for a good Drunktober. That was fun.
Thank you.
Hey, can't wait. Great idea. Great idea.
We'll see you in November. And with that, let's put a wrap to it.
All right. I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
Yeah, I'm Nick Perry.
I'm Brian Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Ooh.